Felicia Robinson went back to paying for her bus fares the old-fashioned way, cash or paper tickets.
I was using my MAC card, and I tried using money, and it wouldn't take either or. Both machines was out. Yeah.
Robinson said the pay stations at her bus stop in Wilkinsburg were not letting her add money to her smart card, a transit card that looks and feels like a credit card. So she reported the problems to the Port Authority of Allegheny County.
When you called, did you say, hey, this machine's not working, and did you wait for someone to come out?
No, they just told me they was going to send somebody out to look at the machines. They have been having problems with this stop, and they gave me other locations that I can load it on.
At this point, you're kind of like,
I'm late for work, so I had to go and just pay on the bus.
The pay stations are part of a $33 million contract involving the Port Authority, five regional transit agencies, and Scheidenbachmann USA, a German-owned company. According to the Port Authority's contract with Scheidenbachmann, the pay stations are expected to let riders purchase weekly and monthly passes, and riders can add value to their plastic smart cards called Connect cards.
Get my Connect card out.
The machine should have audio instructions.
Touch card to orange target on right.
They should print receipts.
No receipts available. Press 9-4 help.
And they should accept credit cards, paper money, and coins.
25 cents. Huh, didn't take it. Nope, transaction timed out.
These machines were at the Wilkinsburg station. I tested 54 of the county's 59 pay stations, which were installed in 2012. The majority of the machines are performing well, but 9 of the East Busway's 14 pay stations had one or more problems. Scheidenbachmann won the contract for the region's new smart card system in 2008. Port Authority records show each machine cost about $46,000 to acquire and install. Records show the company responded to 68 problems with the county's pay stations in August of this year.
The good thing about it is that overall, when an issue occurs, we're notified about it automatically through the machine.
That's Port Authority spokesman Jim Ritchie. When a pay station is broken, it sends a message to a computer in the authority's downtown office. A flashing light appears on a computer screen showing where the machine is and what needs to be fixed.
We then notify Scheidenbachmann what we need to, what machines have issues that day, where they need to go. So sometimes Scheidenbachmann is responding to that machine within the same day that we were first notified of the problem.
The pay stations are not always self-reporting when they're out of receipt paper or when their audio functions are broken. He said the Port Authority is working with the company to correct the failure. Scheidenbachmann is one of the largest fare collection providers in the country. A spokesman in its U.S. office in Massachusetts, John Van Gerler, declined to be interviewed for broadcast. He said in a telephone interview, quote, "Generally, our equipment has very high reliability rates. It's substantially higher than the industry average." Van Gerler did not say what the company's reliability rates are, nor did he say what the industry average is. Back at the East Busway's Swissville station, neither machine's printed receipts. Roxanne Williams said she needs the receipts for her taxes, but she said she hasn't given up on the machines yet.
It's actually easier to deal with this than it is to do it at Giant Eagle. It has its ups and downs.
As for why there are more problems along the East Busway, more people use those machines, according to Port Authority spokesman Jim Ritchie. And those machines were the latest ones installed, so not all the wrinkles have been ironed out. For Public Source, this is Emily DeMarco.